we found out what we've known all along, and that is the United States government, sadly, under the direction of this president, is paying non-governmental organizations to facilitate the invasion of our southern border. And that's been going on since he took office, since he rolled back all the executive orders that President Trump put into place. We had relative peace at the border, and what we've had now is this incentivization of these migrants to come across the border. And these government organizations are also, these NGOs are also incentivized because they're making money for every crosser, everyone that they go down and, quote, take in and help to get across and help to get on an airplane or a bus to wherever it is they're going. They're getting paid by the government, which is crazy to me and crazy to most Americans when they learn how this works. And that's what we've seen as the unfortunate fruits of this horrible plan are tragic murders such as Lake and Riley's. We see a rise in crime across our nation. And what these NGOs are doing are facilitating all of this. They're doing it in the name of a good Christian intent, and that is to take care of those who need help. But what they're doing by going down to the border and passing out gift cards and saying, if you can just cross this border, we'll help you go to wherever you're going, then they're actually making this problem worse, and they're making money off the American taxpayer to do it, and that's what they don't want to talk about. And so when I ask for documents to say, show me what are you doing, how much are you spending, how many folks are you helping to get across the border and spread across the United States, they don't want to talk about it. Covenant House is one of them. Catholic Charities is a huge offender and the biggest recipient of taxpayer dollars. They've received billions with a B over the years to set up shop on the border and help facilitate this crisis. None of them want to talk about it when you ask them questions.
On the other side of the border, that would be called a coyote.
That's what they're doing. And, you know, they say people like me are wrong to criticize, that we don't know what we're talking about. And my response is if what you're doing is so great, then why do you refuse to answer any of the questions that members of Congress ask of you? We've sent letters asking for information. They don't want to discuss it because what they don't want is the American people to understand just how bad things are, how many of these NGOs are bankrolling their operation with taxpayer dollars and helping to fund this invasion.
So is there no accountability or oversight of the NGOs getting this federal money?
Well, as long as Joe Biden is in the White House and encouraging it, I don't believe there is, no. And, you know, it's so deceptive because the president will stand up and say that Republicans are standing in the way. If they would just give me more money for border security, then we'd have an easier time down at the border. But what he's not telling you is he doesn't want money for border security. He wants money to process migrants. There's no desire on the part of this White House to actually stem the flow of these crossings, and that's what our problem is, and that's why we've had this tragic murder. That's why we have members of the terrorist watch list coming across, and these are just the ones that get caught. We have no idea who's coming across our southern border. The olden days of people coming from Mexico just to have a better life, those days have passed. Yes, the crossers do include those good people that are looking for a better life, but frankly, we don't know who's coming across the border. When you see 50,000 military-aged male Chinese nationals coming across, you see people coming from places like Yemen. This is the country that's firing missiles up and down the Red Sea on our ships. They're sending folks across the southern border. The Iranians are doing it. It's terrible. It's going to only get worse, and the only way that this Biden White House does anything is if there's enough political pressure or some polling data showing them that they've just got to take some kind of action before November.
Congressman, we've got to leave it there. Thanks so much. Very insightful. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. Take care. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
You can find out more about Congressman Gooden when you visit TonyPerkins.com. Again, that's TonyPerkins.com.
Alrighty, that's just one example of what the government is doing at the border.